Sweden's annual political week, Almedalen, is now underway on the island of Gotland. And while security has gotten tighter since the 2022 murder of Ing-Marie Wieselgren, the National Coordinator for Psychiatry at the Swedish Association of Local Authorities and Regions, who was attending that year's event, it's been stepped up even further this year. Police have permission to fly drones bearing cameras all day throughout the week in order to identify potential lone wolf attackers. Police say they're being extra cautious given current geopolitical tensions. State-owned mining company LKAB and Kiruna Municipality have signed a new cooperation agreement where the company will support the city to the tune of 1.8 billion kroner, reports Swedish Radio's local P4 channel in Norrbotten. The municipality in May said it didn't have the finances to pay for the town's ongoing move, something that's had to happen due to the massive iron ore mine beneath it. The deal will also see LKAB take over infrastructure projects the municipality doesn't think it'll be able to carry out anymore. Millions of kroner put aside to stop kids getting involved in gang crime has never been used, according to the National Board of Health and Welfare. Of the 74 municipalities to get financial support for this last year, around a third now have to pay it back, amounting to a total of 11 million kroner. Several municipalities have said they lacked the time and staff to be able to put that money to use. And Sweden's weather service, SMHI, has issued warnings for high temperatures in parts of Kalmar and Värmland counties, as well as in large parts of the country's south. These types of warnings are issued when it's expected to be over 26 degrees for 3 days in a row. The warning in Kalmar is in place until Wednesday night. In southern Sweden and Värmland, it'll be in place from Thursday afternoon until Sunday night. People at risk include the elderly, infants, people with underlying illnesses, and pregnant women. And those were Monday's headlines from Radio Sweden. I'm Michael Walsh. We'll be back with another podcast on Tuesday.